thanks. Yeah, thank you for having me here, and thank you all for coming out. And it's been requested that I tell either my most embarrassing story or my first word, and they're the same thing. And the other night, I think it was last night even, there was a discussion about first words, and it went around, and I made myself unavailable because I don't tend to share my first word because I'm fairly embarrassed of it. And if you have any question about where I'm from, it'll answer that question. My first word is McDonald's. Sad but true, and I blame Sesame Street. So I'm going to read a bunch of poems from my new book, which I just got yesterday here, got sent from the printers. And none of these poems have titles, so I'm just gonna jump right in. Lying in bed, I think about you, your ugly, empty, airless apartment and your eyes. It's noon, and tired, I look into the rest of the awake day, incapable of even awe. Just a presence of particle and wave, just that closed and deliberate human observance. Your thin fingers and the dissolution of all ability lay open now to only me, that white body, and I will, as the awkward butterfly, land quietly upon you, a grace and staying, a sight and ease. A spell entangled, a span. I am inside you, and so both projected, we are now part of a garden that is part of a landscape, that is part of a world that no one believes in. It's fun to read from a new book. It's really exciting. Now begins our immaculate summer, or the clutter of what tunes itself near the truth, where they have made glasses just for me, gloomy things, or her hand there on my chest, the street of champions, or the chorus of taut and clumsy common quality we have made ourselves unable to share. See, Vivian, the whole world's gone typical, crying, the bed's now set, the sun the same, snow, and you kept painting, so rather studious, and for me, remember, everything's fine. I think of her, universal and divine. She has a patio too, proud. And in stillness, one beautiful thing is brought forward after another and refused. Leisurely and pleased I go. To collective things is all I ever know. In the middle of this book, there's a sonnet sequence. Not quite traditional sonnets, but I'm just going to read one of them. I like your handsome drugs, your pleasant drugs, your frozen fingernails, your painted fingernails. That man screamed out the karate chop of love before tackling that woman. The breeze, your sort of quiet, happy voices, the karate chop of love, your handsome drugs. If you, in all your sexiness, could just bring that over here, a barrel of fried chicken, that girl named Katie, a birthday party. Yeah, I go running in, all ready to show everyone the karate chop of love, and that girl named Katie, a barrel of chicken, the breeze. This birthday party is fucked without the karate chop of love. Your handsome drugs. beautiful rounded earth. We accept so your fluorescence, the night coming into the town in each person's heart, the soulful advance over water our airplanes make, the darkness that is water around them, that we might be in equal sleep with others, and so to see the world as we have made it. Terry, this poem is for you. The omelet was great. I like to get high and talk about children. The most optimistic version of architecture is following this amazing chain of friends into the world and helping them dawdle there. But it's just not how it is. How it is people like blueberries, so they climb mountains. People like snowstorms, so you move north. People like people, so they invite them behind the restaurant to get high. As I sit here in my low-flying plane, I think about all the effective coffee, and I think about the wonderful drawing a town makes without knowing. It is night, and even in brutal countries like our own, the human beast belongs first to friendship, later fields, later hills and dales, later square and unit, rent and sublet. My America is still one overrun with gentle preference and able give. All week, a friendly, thorough want kept washing over me. A hamburger, a lecture, a getting off the phone, that I might someday be a painter, still, spending money, Dave, the girl at the Strand, Franz Klein, John reminding me that some people work way harder than I do. Above the world we fly, in Pennsylvania we retire. The best part of the story about the house in the woods and the dirt road and the bar is the house in the woods, the dirt road and the bar. And that your vacation will come, may it come soon. Air and leaves, a stream. Later I will tell you about my neighbor and how she gave me a dime off my soda. How stupid with sugar and temperate elevation I was, and other things, that people all at once can be kind and thoughtful. Raise the flag of sexual pretense up. The old wanted wind. The young wanted something different cruising through them. I wanted an end to all distinctions, i.e., nude surfing is not something new, i.e., the French have never been better lovers, i.e., try, a racket of harshness beat you into a frenzy, and as your moaning filled the hostel, everyone encumbered by the foreignness of your song, she, some three blocks away, leaned over a sailboat, a glass of wine, her pretty hands. The smell of sunscreen makes me want to have already fucked this afternoon and run away with her wine, and her so happy to be rid of my ugliness, and me so happy to be rid of her subtleness. And we'll just hide this regret under a pile of wet panties and come back to it later. Every sailboat has a waterfall. Every slight attraction's desperate call. You know the inconspicuousness of your shorts, and I know it too. When they dump us out onto the floor, let's beat the crap out of each other until the cameraman starts sweating. And then let's smoke cigarettes. And then let's take pictures. And then run away and find a guy with better posture. You were good to stay. I know you love tall, lanky men, But this is an experience, and that's why you decided to visit our city in the first place. The neighbors are cooking. Can you hear them cooking? The neighbors are singing. Can you hear them singing? If, before you head back, I run out to the store and buy you two very white tennis socks, will, in that little naked morning you're bound to have soon, you put on these socks? The tiny scars on your ivory feet, K-Swiss, only I want to make them. I'm going to read one more from this book and then ask Matt to come up, and we're gonna write a poem for you. Final poem for the gently sifting public begins on the streets, the police turning corners, the people exact in their gates, the all-knowing God existent in minds everywhere, the shower running because I'm sitting on the floor with a joint. In my small book, there is a story about this. The crude protectiveness of one mistaken person seems too much. The floor is rented. The shower is rented. The water is purchased almost unintentionally. It is not memory that treats you this way. You should know that by now. Why is there no music in the house? Why have you begun to set a record for dreariness? May I ask you that? Why can't the Chevrolet seem like a swan when that is what I want? Surrealism is old, so everyone should get some. Why did the water disappear before the swan arrived? Why did the swan disappear before the swan arrived? Why won't the poem write itself as I drift into the shower, as I levitate above the yoga mat, as I perform the perfect pose upon the yoga mat? I ask little of the passing hand of mental celebrity. I am not greedy. I will do what I am told. I will not attempt to create the eucalyptus tree or steal the lines of other poets. Oh, Peter, I stole a tree from your poem, and now it is gone, and you at home, and me without your number. Is it me crashing into the typewriter as waves? Is it me exploding with letters that mean nothing? Is it me moving about the city like a police car, not looking for trouble and not finding it? No, it is the drink. It is the days. No, it is the passing. Bakersfield, California cried out, and I said something like, I cannot hear you above the crashing defense of heaven and hell that goes on here. We were at the center of unimportant things that made noise. They informed us of nothing. If we were swept up in the high school students going to get high, and we went with them to get high, and they allowed us that when we brought the stuff, and if they didn't knock us into the river, and if they didn't secretly hate us, and if they didn't notice our brains fighting, and if they were content and did not disown us for this fighting, and if they secretly had wishes unrelated to us in our presence, and if we babbled unmindfully and they said, that dude is fucked up, so we could hear, and if no one cared how we kept looking at them, how our thoughts swirled around them, and if they didn't push us in the river, but thought that is how you get when you get like this. We would ask to pass the oxygen. We would watch them leave. We would say, look out for the police. They are moving in a grid. They are carried by something greater than themselves. They are in control of their cars, but their cars are in control, and this is not a paradox. They are more afraid of you than you are of them. They would say, we know, fuck them, and we would know what they meant, that they meant no harm.